But this recycling issue, which we broke the news on the program last week, what do you do? I mean, we gave you a list of councils, and it's growing, who just can't recycle because of the restrictions on where to take it now, now that the SKM Services has stopped taking recycling at two of its plants. So is there any point now? Is there any point now to actually recycling? I noticed today a report in the Geelong Advertiser saying that the yellow bin, the yellow recycling bin, is dead. That comes from Matt Dickens, the Waste Management Director, Cryo Waste Management Director. Matt Dickens, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you mean? The bin's dead.
Well, what I mean by that is the current practice is dead, Neil. It's finished. Too many of the materials that we've been told by government to put into the bin have no value. And in the case of glass, once it's crushed in the collection truck, it embeds itself into other materials that do have value and destroys that value. So that's what I meant.
So where are we headed? What do we do?
Well, I think we're headed in the interim to minimising what goes into that bin to materials that do have some value and that can be moved. So I'm talking there about cardboard, paper, perhaps some plastics. Other plastics and glass need to go to landfill at the moment.
So what's the long-term outlook, do you reckon?
The long-term outlook, I think we've got to find other uses and other outlets, or else the material is going to be stored in material recovery facilities like the SKM site, and there's an increased risk of catastrophic fire, and that poses a risk to public health. So until we have markets for these recycled products domestically, we're in a catch-22.
So what's the advice to the people now? They've got a recycling bin. What do they do? And we all have. What do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? Well, I mean, that's the message from local government, from my perspective anyway, is unclear. They're saying keep doing what you're doing, but that's only making the problem worse for these processing facilities. So I think they've got to establish what materials can actually be recycled and advise their residents appropriately.
So draw up a whole lot of new rules.
Yeah, correct, in the interim. And if they want this problem to continue, and I don't think that's in anybody's interest.
Okay, thank you very much. Matt Dickens, Cryo Waste Management Director. 96900 693. Do you still recycle? You don't bother.